This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't remember it ever being this difficult to come up with a top five NFL power rankings after 7 weeks that you really like. But it is a arduous task.
Yes, it is.
We'll post our power rankings on Facebook so you guys can see them after the fact. But let's run through these 5-1. Danny, you want to start?
Let's do it. Number five, the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, I'm kidding. That would be stupid and troll-worthy. At least nobody did that. Wait, what's that in my left ear? ESPN did do that. Thanks a lot, you horses' asses. Anyway, Cowboys don't make my top five. Kansas City Chiefs do, though. I know they've lost two straight. I think a bit of a regression was eventually bound to happen. They still have the best simple rating system when you do some of the math that some of the advanced guys do, the analytics tell you. They've still outscored opponents by 46 points, the second most in the AFC behind Jacksonville, who's had an easier schedule. Kansas City is still pretty good. Defensively, they got exposed a bit this week. A couple long touchdowns to Amari Cooper. I bet you they line up and do that again. That doesn't happen against Marcus Peters and company. Kansas City Chiefs eking their way still in my top five based on the first 5 weeks, less about the last two.
So I'm going to give you first my also receiving votes as I get to five.
I got
through
those too, yeah.
Between some teams. The Vikings are going to be sixth on my list. I wanted to include them. I didn't. If they play well this weekend, I'll move them ahead of my number five team. They played Chicago too close. They beat Green Bay when Rodgers got hurt. They barely beat Baltimore in a one-possession game. They just haven't had impressive wins, and I get that Keenum is in for Bradford. Mm-hmm. The defense, running game, very good. They're sixth best in the league for me. Seattle's creeping into the conversation right now. Mm-hmm. I've got them seventh. New Orleans is eight for me right now. Both of those two teams could crack my top five in the next couple weeks, which brings me to my number five team, the LA Rams. I had them fifth last week. I will keep them fifth this week. You don't get bounced out of my top five by winning 33-0, which is what they did. They are 5-2 and in first place. They have the best margin scoring points and against in the NFL, plus 74. Top scoring offense in the league. They have an MVP candidate at quarterback in running back, in Todd Gurley, and a quarterback who's developing in Jared Goff. And their defense has been solid and is improving under Wade Phillips as it's going to. I actually think secret ballot style, where you don't know what team I'm talking about. If I just said 5-2, best point margin, top scoring offense, one of the best running backs in the league, a much improved quarterback and a good defense, you'd say, yeah, nothing wrong with them being fifth. It's because it's the Rams that people aren't going to like it, but they've earned it. Rams number five for me. Who's your number four?
They were just missing votes for me. I almost put them in, but I had that Rams bias. I think you're dead right about that. You mentioned them. The Minnesota Vikings are my number four team. Nothing sexy here. Nothing to see that's crazy. We have seen this recipe before. There is a limit to them, but I give them reward for being who they are. They're second best in the NFC in points per game. They are one of the top defensive teams in football. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to check it down. They're going to run the football. It's going to be McKinnon. It's going to be Murray. The occasional Stephon Diggs, if and when he is healthy, hopefully making a big play in the passing game. They know who they are. And right now in the NFL, if you know who you are and what you are is okay, you could just sort of wait teams out and get yourself 10, 11 wins. That's what they're on their way to. They're going to win this division. Just reading the tea leaves here with Green Bay hurt, Detroit always Detroiting and being inconsistent. I like what I've seen from Minnesota. They're a shaky four because there's nobody that's really good, but I've got them fourth in my rankings. Seattle outside looking in, and the Rams both knocking on the door to move in.
I've got the Steelers fourth, your beloved Steelers, a team that you've crowbarred at the top of your power rankings no matter what they were doing all season.
Every week.
They're coming around. Great defense, yielding 13 and 14 points is all the last 2 weeks. They dominated the Cincinnati Bengals, absolutely embarrassed them in the second half. Beat a good Kansas City team 1 week before last. Bad losses against Chicago and Jacksonville still keep me from moving them up into the top three, because I could have put them third over a team they beat that I listed third. I'm not going to do that because they lost to the Bears in embarrassing fashion and they lost a game to the Jags they didn't even compete in. So I'm keeping them fourth, but I've got the Rams five, the Steelers four as I work my way up. I'll go Chiefs three. Now, mm-hmm. You're going to say Kansas City lost to Pittsburgh. Why are they ahead of them? Just a body of work thing. I think they've had a better resume this year. I like the upside when they are right. They beat Philadelphia. They haven't showed up on my list yet because they're higher than three. They beat New England. They haven't showed up on my list yet because they're higher than three. They've got two wins, in my opinion, against the two best teams in football. Alex Smith is protecting the pill. Kareem Hunt is stellar. They have an exotic offense with weapons all over the place at all levels, including Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And their defense, while it's not that good, can turn people over with Marcus Peters on the back end. Chiefs third, just better wins and better losses than Pittsburgh. Kansas City 3, Pittsburgh 4, Rams 5.
Pittsburgh Steelers are the number 3 team in your boys' power rankings. They're finally doing Pittsburgh Steeler things. Here's what I thought they'd be. Ben Roethlisberger on play action after giving the ball to Le'Veon Bell for 4 straight plays, hitting Antonio Brown down the field. Yes, now we're seeing it. A defense that would bend at times but also be very aggressive and be one of the best sacking teams in the NFL. They are second behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, by the way, who aren't that bad on defense, actually really good on defense. In terms of sacks, they're up there in sack percentage as well. One of 3 teams in double-digit sack percentage. Means you drop back, there's a 10% chance Pittsburgh's going to sack you. They've been really good. Now they know who they are. They've got the bread buttered. This Martavius Bryant situation ain't great, but that doesn't matter because you've got the best running back in football and the best receiver in football on your team. Feed those guys. They are so hungry. Allow them to eat, and Pittsburgh is. That's a good recipe.
Number 2 team on my power rankings, the New England Patriots. They have returned to form. They're 5-2. Their defense, which early in the year was a problem, is now becoming a strength over the last few weeks. They've given up very quietly 14, 17, and 7 points. That's great. Tom Brady, 15 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's not going to beat you. They dominated pretty good Falcons team. If the Falcons win this past week, they're 4-2. They're defending Super Bowl champions, and we're talking about them as a potential division winner. Instead, they look terrible in their 3-3, so now the conversation about them is that they're not that good. That's just because New England exposed them. The Patriots are my number 2 team.
Same here. Everything you said is right. That offense is lethal. Gronkowski is healthy. You cannot stop them. They've kind of weirdly stopped themselves on occasion a couple times, doing very un-New England things. They've run the ball in jumbo packages on 3rd and short when they are usually the team I say, this is what they do best, spread people out, quarterback sneaks or some smart gimmickry. Everyone knows, if you're going to get New England, you better do it in September. It's no longer September. Here they come. That is a juggernaut in waiting. That engine has left the station. Whatever analogy you want to use, New England is on its way to another AFC title game. You can set your watch by it.
Which brings us to the number 1 team in football. We've both got the Philadelphia Eagles, I guess.
Yeah.
Only 6-1 team, plus 53 margin. Number 2 in the NFL. They've beaten a 500 team twice. No other team has done that. That's the Redskins. Only lost to the Chiefs. I've got them 3rd. You've got them a little bit lower in your top 5. Carson Wentz might be the MVP right now.
He
the
is.
Eagles are a juggernaut, and they're tough to beat. I've got them the number 1 team in the league. What would you add to the argument for the Eagles?
It's Carson Wentz is the MVP through 7 weeks, and I would also say defensively, they've been able to mask their weakness, which is the secondary. They're beat up there because of that front 7 that they rotate like hockey shifts. They just keep bringing in guy after guy after guy. If I'm playing against them, I'm tempoing. That's what I'm going to do. I can't let them keep subbing and keep their fresh soldiers coming in, knocking me around. That front 7 is excellent. It is excellent. I'm not giving them that advantage anymore.
Main difference in our power rankings, you've got the Vikings in. I've got the Rams in. And then we have the other 4 teams in different orders.
Yep.
I've got Eagles 1, Patriots 2, Chiefs 3, Steelers 4, Rams 5.
Eagles 1, Pats 2, Steelers 3 for me, the Minnesota organization at 4, and the Kansas City Chiefs 5.
Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, how do you react to those power rankings? You can get in if you'd like to at 800-636-1067. Who's the better team, the Eagles or the Patriots? Would be curious to hear your thoughts on that. Tim Bontemps previews the Wizards and the Lakers at 1:30 right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.